where you die, I will die. Your people shall be my people, and your God, your God? Which God? That saw you dying. Which God? Ruth still saw in Naomi a God in spite of the debranding. Naomi did not throw off the garb of a God. Naomi did not mourn to the extent that she refused to let people know that even in this situation, there is a God. Naomi did not weep and weep so much as to let people know that she was hopeless. She knew that after this demise, that there will still be a next level. She knew that this grave into which three people have gone will not be the end. There will still be a next level. There is an undying God behind this death. There is an undying God behind this hopeless situation. And she let people know to the extent that Ruth believed in it. And Ruth was saying, keep going. Your God, as of people, there will be people everywhere. As of where you live, you live wherever. But this issue of God, we don't know where God is. Ruth was a Moabitess. It's not a Hebrew. But Naomi had already lived by her language, by her actions, in the circumstances of bereavement, that yes, there will still be a level after death. That death is not her end. And Ruth knew it. And Ruth knew it and said, we will follow to see how it works out. Somebody here need to know that where you are is not your last bus stop. Where you are is not your end. Where you are is not the promise. Where you are is not the covenant. There is still a next level to go. Even if you are dead, the dead can rise again. Something happened in December, Khan. I was going to be the main speaker in Ebenezer Obey's church, the cross in Agege. I'm a member of trustee of that church. For me to make it, I was locked up in the east, so I took a flight to Lagos. There's so much traffic in Lagos. Between the airport and Agege, church don't finish before I reach Agege. I met them at the door, they were going. And I could read it on their faces. They sang chorus, sang and sang and sang. They would say, where are you now? We say, we're de Mongoro. I say, okay. Keep moving. We are coming. We are coming small, 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 small. Where are you now? Cement. You see the cement. Time don't go finish. We say, we are coming. I met them at the door. So I told Ebenezer Obey, I said, this is my situation. I'm sorry about it. I can't help it. There are other speakers during the week, but me, I'm going back to Lorraine tomorrow. So I flew back to Lorraine without speaking, after spending 40,000 naira. When I got to the airport, they said the plane, next plane, I said, next plane, next plane. They said, there is no more room. I said, how about business class? They said, if you can pay for that one, there is room. Sorry, this money thing. Hear me, look, it's not laughing matter. This thing called money. You must have it. If the thing suits you, buddy, say, I must have this thing. When I reach, they say economy, they say there's no space. I say, okay, how about business? They say that one. You see, the money is the... You will have money. Yes, it answered everything. I gave them 40,000 naira. Then they took me to Lagos and I didn't meet the meeting. So I went back. So I said, who is speaking on Sunday, the last day? They said, it's one young man that they have invited. I said, can you ask him to take a midweek day so that I will come back on Sunday? They were so happy that, okay, I'll come back on Sunday. So, Saturday, so that the thing that happened to me on Monday will not happen again, I went and slept in Redemption Camp. So that Sunday morning, I will just drive to Agege. And that's what I did. I had preached, and I had 15 minutes more to close the sermon. And I had a shout at the bar. Brrr! And the cheers moved. And the shout went up suddenly. So much that it was not possible to continue the preaching without sorting out what it is. So I stopped. The ushers had run there. And after a while, the noise was increasing. The area was becoming more restive. Then the prayer band moved there. The service had become disrupted. It's their annual convention. The branches all over, they came. Did cross. One man came with his family. And one of the children is a small boy of about 7 years old as I saw him. He shouted and died in the service. I've never seen a thing like that before. So the prayer band was there praying. Nothing happened. Then they carried the boy like this. Then those who didn't know what happened before now saw it. Then the service became even more disorganized. The reason they carried him was that one of them said, well, let's take him to the altar. Let's take him to the altar. So, as they carried him like this, the hand like this, the head like this, the eye had turned. Then they arrive at the altar. There are problems that you want to pray about, you stammer. Because of the confusion, the level of confusion. So I put my hand on this boy and began to pray. I prayed, what will I do? Nothing happened. Then it occurred to me, after a while, so I said, Madam, that's the mother. The mother stood, the father stood. What is the name of this, your son? He said, yes, sir. Madam, you hear, what is the name of this boy? He said, So I left him. I left her. I said, Oga, what is the name of this, your son? He too did not remember. And every second was important. We have wasted so much time at the back there, even here. And I don't know what to say again. But something asked me to ask the name and recall the boy. So, but I don't know the name. Some of the people who came from the branch, from the same branch with the man, now came forward. I said, the name is Success, sir. I said, okay. Success! Wake up and come back. And the boy stood up. I must confess to you that the remaining sermon, I didn't remember what I was going to say. Because even me, after the boy stood and where I saw that the first thing that happened was that the head came straight. Then I gathered him to myself and wrapped him with my agbada. I was wearing a huge garment. So I wrapped him and placed his chest to me and gathered him to myself for about 3 minutes and was monitoring, using my heart to monitor his heart rate. Initially, it was very feeble, but it gained strength and stability. And when I saw that it was regular and strong, then I put the legs down and the boy stood. I asked that he should be given water. He was given water. Then I handed him over back to the parents and they went back to their seat. And I asked the congregation, what did I say last? Because I don't know anything again. That kind of thing has never happened to me. The moment I finished that, whatever I needed to say, I left the service. I called Folarin. I said, Abe, before I go back to Ilorin, can you help me find out the state of this boy? Folarin said, he has gone to find out and that the boy is eating rice downstairs. The rice they cook, is eating convention rice. Is it the convention rice that they cook is eating? I said, well, I can go. I was entering Ilorin at about 7 p.m. when Folarin's phone rang again. And I said, I hope nothing. I hope it's not that the condition of this boy is. He said, no, that they have even gone back to their station, that there is a man from Lagos State House of Assembly. He's a member of their church. He saw what happened in the morning. And he's the one that is begging me that Lagos House of Assembly, they want to gather for prayer that they have problems. they have that there is a legislator who was in the service and saw the thing that happened and has phoned all the members of the house, whether you are Bashiru or you are Taiwan or Talatu, that they need to gather, and they gathered. Though I was there. What am I saying? One miracle took us to another level. Amen. Took us to another level. When God has moved in your life one time, you will keep going to the next level. You keep going to the next level. Even this meeting, something in this meeting will become a stepping stone. And you move to the next level. You move to another level. You never will stop until you get there. Say louder, amen. When Israel was leaving Egypt, I read that to you in the morning so I can find a way to close into prayers, that a mixed multitude was following them. I asked myself, to where? They've been debranded, dehumanized, humiliated, and given names. Meanwhile, the promised land was empty. Their place was empty. And they are serving as slaves elsewhere. They are supposed to be landlords elsewhere. There's a place God gave them. They left the place for over 400 years. And became something else. But we praise God for Moses. There will always be a sent man in the day of your liberation. That is the reason why somebody need to take this meeting seriously. Because there will always be a sent man. If there was no Moses, there will be no Exodus. If there was no Hezekiah, there will be no rebuilding of Jerusalem. There will always be somebody that God will raise. There will be a prophet to cross your line. There will be a meeting that you will attend. There will be a prayer in your direction. There will be a word fired in your direction. There will be a deliverance for your testimony. You are the next person to give God a testimony. You are the next person to give God praise. You are the next person to show that there is a God. You are the next person to prove that God is alive. You are the next person to show that God is alive. Raise your hand and say yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. A mixed multitude followed them to where? You are following a landlord, started following a tenant. These were people who are your servants for all the years they were there. And the day they were going, you pack your load and start following them. That's because there was a rebranding. God will rebrand. I say, God will rebrand your life. Please sit down. Let me find you a passage. Because I realized that I hadn't even read the scripture since I was preaching. And that is not right. It's part of this slavery syndrome and debranding that we found in the book of Esther, how that the children of Israel were so dehumanized that a single person could sign their death warrant by name Haman the Agagite. You remember Agag that Saul spared. Saul was asked to go and kill the Philistines. Kill all of them. He left some of them to escape and even spared Agag. We have traced the line of Haman the Agagite. It's from this line of Agag. If Saul had wiped them out, this one would not come up. But the God who is always there from generation to generation, and to prove and attest to the fact that you are not an ordinary person. From your father's house, you need to look down the line and see how different you are. From the others who are among your mother's siblings, you need to check it out and see how different you are. God has had his finger on your life for so long. For so long. You know how many trials you pass. You know how many pitfalls you skipped. You know how many dangers you escaped. You know how many sicknesses brought you down, but you stood back up. You know how many embarrassments you have had, but you didn't go under. It's because God is taking you somewhere. The hand of the Lord is upon you for good. It's upon you for real. And you will get there. It will soon come to your knowledge that God is on your side. And the things you have gone through will be as if they never happened. And Esther prayed, fasted. Mordecai joined and mobilized. There was a prayer mobilization. I love prayers. The gift of faith to believe God in anything that the Lord has blessed me with, which I know, also derived from the circumstances of my development. I had a difficult childhood. There were days I fasted and I wanted to break, and there's no food to break, so fasting continued. I've had a walk with God that was tough. Seems to me that God knew I would be an evangelist. The life of an evangelist is not easy. I climbed rocks and mountains in East Africa, trying to reach tribes that are in the holes. I climbed halfway some years back and I started fainting. And I rested a bit to continue. I've had a tough life. All the seniors ahead of me died in my father's house. And all my juniors died. And I was left in the middle. And my parents carried me to a village and hid me with a man so that I would not be killed. The man, we were so many in the yard. When food is ready, they will come and ring bell that food is ready. Then you see us take off. If you are slow and you are stupid and you are doing good boy. Which good boy? Now, the food is in a basin. They pour it direct from pot into basin. And if you are slow, and you are saying you want it to cool, you will not have. I'll be putting food like this, and it will be burning my finger. I throw it up to catch. Yeah. Even, look here. Even as you throw it up, you must watch it. Otherwise, while it is coming down, somebody catch it and eat it. So you follow it up. I've been doing follow up before I became Christian. So this thing, it affected me. It affected me for a long time. Even after I married, and my wife would put food on me. And that we want to eat together. I said, sorry for you. yeah. Now, my wife will take a swallow and be rounding it. I'm be rounding it. Me, when you cut it like this, it's going to soup straight. In fact, you don't need to round it. If you want to carry more soup, leave it like that. Because as you carry it like this, it's like soup. In fact, that's how you collect more soup. You round it. So one day, I bet, don't laugh. One day, my wife called me. Because before, the plate is empty. Me that I went, where I went, I trek half of the distance. I came back hungry. You are rounding robo. Look, you don't need robo. This robo, put it, carry it like this. That's when you collect more soup. The way my wife called me that day, I didn't like it. He said, Pastor. He said, why is it that when we are eating like this, quick. quick. That day, shame catch me. because he called me, say, Pastor. Then I look at her, I say, oh, okay, sorry. In fact, the question she asked me, say, how is it? Why is it? What is it? We are only two. Don't even have a child yet. So I said, you know what? You don't understand. You are the daughter of a headmaster. So in your father's house, you had plate. That is your plate. In my father's house, we have basin. Understand, something is worrying me from back. But I say, today, this question, I understand what you are saying, so I will relax. What am I talking about? From that end, God knew where he was leading me. The work of an evangelist is a tough one. It's in the desert. It's in the valley. It's everywhere. It's in the most difficult of places. But that background was also informing me very early that God was taking me somewhere. The difficulties of Paul, of Saul, when he was Saul, were the things that armed him to become the most useful apostle, the most itinerant, the most resourceful, because of what he went through. What you are going through is merely a training ground. You will not die in it. Amen. You will not die in it. Amen. You will not quench in it. Amen. You will become a hero. Can I show you something briefly before I close? When Moses ran away from Egypt and went to stay with Jethro, he was there for 40 years. He had spent 40 in Egypt. Moses died at 120. His life was partitioned into three parts: 40 in Egypt, 40 with Jethro, 40 on the way to the promised land. Now, when he was with Jethro, he was in the very wilderness they will pass through when they are going to promised land. So you will think he went there to waste time. He went there to no road. You will discover that same Horeb where he was, and he saw fire burning, and went to see what the fire was. Then a voice came and spoke to him. Now, when they were coming from Egypt, they passed through that same Horeb. It was that Horeb that he was asked to speak to a rock. He was familiar with the environment. It was this servitude he went to serve with Jethro that helped him to know the wilderness. So it wasn't a waste of time. Whatever you are going through, God knows what to use out of it and what to make out of it. It will be a testimony in the end. Amen. Am I not the one giving testimony of how I grew up? I'm not ashamed. That's the story of my life now. I'm not the one that will come and stand here and tell you that when I was in one hotel, God spoke. God, which hotel? Which hotel? If I was going to tell you how God spoke, maybe as we were eating inside the basin, inside Basia. That's the story of my life. And everybody have a story. If you don't have a past, then you have no future. We all have stories. But there are stories that God will, in the end, when you have arrived the next level, it will become a sweet story. It will become a sweet story. Amen. Let me read finally Esther chapter 8, verse 15. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. Now hear this. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. How do you become a Jew overnight? There was a rebranding. These were the people who were to die. And suddenly, the value of their lives improved. The value of their lives changed overnight. It doesn't take long for God to change a man's life. Joseph woke up that morning and he was a prisoner with number on his shirt. By evening time, he had become a prime minister. It doesn't take God a long time to change a man's story.
See you today. In the morning, we were greeting ourselves, good morning. Later, we were saying good afternoon. Now, we are saying good evening. When we leave here, we say good night. In one day, see how many times things have changed. It doesn't take God a whole duration to change the destiny of a person and adjust it to where he wants it to be. Your life will not be wasted. You will be celebrated. Whatever you have gone through in the past will simply be part of the testimony. It will enrich your testimony. Your testimony will be richer because of what you went through. Now, people suddenly became Jews. They were not Jews. They were natives of the province. But it saw the value of an average Hebrew so changed that if you ask everybody around, who are you? You say, I'm a Jew. Because it's more honorable to be so called suddenly. Because God rebranded. In Zechariah chapter 8. Let me tell you what is going to happen after this meeting. This meeting is prophetic. Yes, sir. It's life changing. Yes, sir. It's destiny adjusting. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Verse 22. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 22. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. I apply these scriptures like a medicine to Wisdom Assembly. And whoever I find there, that many people will start looking for you. Many people from different nations and colors will start looking for you. And you will be wondering whether you are the same person. Of course, you are the same person. The only thing that has happened is that your time has come. You are the same person. But the difference now is that your time has come. Raise your hand and say, my time has come. Say, my time has come. Say it loud. Say, my time has come. Say, let everybody hear. Put your hand to your chest. Beat your chest and say it loud. Let the devil hear. Let all the witches and wizards hear. Let all the demons hear. Your time has come. I say to you, your time has come. There is no stopping you anymore. Because your time has come. No medicine will work against you. No charm will work against you. And the reason is because your time has come. Put your hands together and sit down. There is one thing that all the armies and all the weapons of war in this world cannot withstand. And it is a man's destiny whose time has come. When your time has come, if they charm you, it won't work. When your time has come, if they curse you, it won't work. When your time has come, your enemy will become a friend. When your time has come, when your time has come, even the weather will change for you. Amen. When your time has come. So many nations, strong nations, shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Wisdom Assembly. Amen. And to pray there. Amen. Mark every sentence that I am telling you. Amen. In a few years down the road, it will happen like that. In a few years down the road, blessed are those who are here to hear. Blessed are those who are in this meeting. And they can hear with their ears the sentence of prophecy. You will be there when it will be happening. Oh, you will be a beneficiary of the grace of God that will be flowing here. You will be part of the movement. You will be part of the harvest. Shout yes! Don't sit down again because that would tempt me to go longer. He said, thus said the Lord of hosts, in those days shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Lord, I lift my hand over this audience. I lift the hand of a prophet over this audience. I lift my tongue over this audience. I lift my eyes over this audience. I lift up my head to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who makes heaven and earth. And I pray that anyone I find in this meeting, even if it is a baby in the womb, that you will mark him for the next level. Now in Wisdom House, you are going to have teenage millionaires. Now in Wisdom Assembly, you are going to find teenage millionaires. Now in Wisdom Assembly, you are going to find women that have made their name without even knowing how. You will find men that will suddenly find themselves on the front seat without knowing how they got there. And people who used to know you where you were, they will be asking you, how did you get here? And you will be saying, I don't know how I got here. It's all by the grace of God. Everybody shout grace. Somebody will receive mercy here tonight. The law will give way for mercy. The God of Josephine, God will set the law aside and allow mercy to walk in your direction. The law will fail where mercy succeed. The law will not work where mercy work. Because law and grace don't work together. Old Testament gave way for the new. And I tell you here, you are standing and you are not dead because God didn't allow you to die. God didn't allow you to go under. God kept you standing. God kept you standing. God kept you standing. God kept you on your feet. God kept you standing. God kept you alive because he's taking you somewhere. And I say to you, in the name of the Lord, we are only in March, 9 more months for the whole year 2016. Every month will take you to another level. By April, you move to another level. By May, you move to another level. By June, you move to another level. You will be changing salary. Your income will vary. It will change. It will be reviewed. You will suddenly become a master. You will suddenly become a master. You will suddenly become loved. You will suddenly become loved. You will suddenly become favored. You will suddenly become favored. You will suddenly receive mercy. You will suddenly receive mercy. You will suddenly be promoted. You will suddenly be sought after. You will suddenly be demanded. You will suddenly be looked for. They will look for you. They will seek for you. They will look for you. They will delight in you. They will show you favor. They will show you mercy. They will love you. They will love you. They will favor you. They will favor you. The same way Esther found favor, you will find favor. The same way Mordecai find favor, you will find favor. The same way Joseph find favor, you will find favor. And it will never be remembered that you once suffered. Raise your hand to the Lord and wave your hands to the Lord. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks, sir. Mommy, give thanks. Sister, give thanks. Give thanks in advance. Give thanks in advance. That is also your faith. When you give thanks in advance, you have not seen it, but give thanks because you believe. Raise a song, any song, and be singing. Raise any song in any language and be singing and be dancing. Give thanks. Raise your voice and sing. Sing any song. Yeah.